proclamation number 8716 dated the January 5th, 1964. God's true representatives are appointed by God Himself. Anyone who voluntarily offers to serve me has achieved a certain degree of love, which also provides the prerequisite of being suitable for service in my vineyard. And thus, all of you who genuinely want to work for me and my kingdom can also rest assured that I accept your service. However, many people claim to be God's servants without being so because they lack these very prerequisites which guarantee cooperation with me. Yet it is not always easy for you humans to know the difference. It isn't always easy to recognize my true servants, since the others also use fine words although they have no direct instruction from me. They present themselves as my servants yet were not called by me to this service. And only the rightful servant, having been appointed to his office by myself, will recognize who speaks in my name, who truly works for me and my kingdom. For my servants have to establish a living connection between themselves and me. The God of love is to be recognized as a father with whom the child can enter into direct contact. Yet generally people, and even those who deem themselves to be leaders of people, still look for me in the distance. They are still far away from me. They don't establish intimate contact. Consequently, the one thing that characterizes a true servant appointed by me cannot take place, namely, that he is taught by me directly, that he receives every instruction from me directly, that he desires to hear my word in heartfelt unity with me and thus also receives the purest truth from me. What nowadays still exists in the world is a spiritual movement. Ecclesiastical functions and organizations can just be considered a shell which lacks its kernel, the pure truth. There will be people everywhere who do establish this intimate relationship with me and who can be taught by my word directly, but they will have no success with their fellow human beings, either because they are bound to their spiritual movement and lack the resistance to oppose it when they have recognized the truth, or they will be persecuted and prevented from working for me and my kingdom. For he who is my adversary and enemy has great power, yet it was granted to the adversary by people themselves, because they are all blind supporters who thoughtlessly and without reservation accepted everything they were given and no longer want to let go of it. And thus the number of my true representatives on earth is not very large, yet they alone live in truth and therefore can also pass it on, if only people asked themselves just for once as to whether they really know the truth and, in desire of it, sincerely appeal to me for clarification, for spiritual enlightenment. However, as a rule they are indifferent as to what they believe. They don't express their own opinion about the spiritual knowledge that is imparted to them. And they don't realize the effect of this indifference on their souls, which will have to bear the consequences when they enter the kingdom of the beyond. There are only a few who work for me in my name, but through them I convey the pure truth to earth and also make it available for everyone who earnestly desires truth. However, I do not force anyone to accept it, just as I do not forcibly determine a human being to receive the pure truth from me. Everything is determined by free will, which I do not infringe upon. And you who ask why I have allowed such distortion of truth to happen can find the explanation for it in this free will. Every human being can kindle love in his heart and let it flare up ever more brightly. And love emanates light. So if he has the will to live in truth, he can also recognize my adversary's fabrications, who always tries to undermine the truth. And he will approach me directly and desire clarification from me, which I will surely send to him. and thus people who are willing to live a life of active love will feel repelled by misguided teachings and gladly and eagerly accept the truth. The loving person will always consider me first before all ecclesiastical organizations, irrespective of which school of thought they represent. He will always take the path to me and thus join the church which I established on earth myself, which is built on living faith, as a result of love. You humans should all belong to this church. This church is the only beatifying church, for this church is a spiritual community of believers and its members can come from all schools of thought. They only need to fulfill the commandments which I gave on earth myself, the commandments of love for God and one's neighbor. Then they will gain a living faith, they will enable my spirit to work within them, which is the characteristic of the church I founded on earth. Believe that I only judge you in accordance with your degree of love and believe that love also guarantees you wisdom, the realization, the knowledge which corresponds to the truth. And where this working of the Spirit cannot be found, my true representatives are not there. There are no servants whom I have called myself and appointed to their teaching ministry. For they have no teaching material themselves since they cannot receive it from me directly and use what my adversary has time and again interspersed with errors, which can no longer be considered the pure truth. Bear in mind that I myself promised to guide you into truth. Single quote through my spirit. And ask yourselves why I gave you this promise since I had, after all, brought you the truth myself when I lived on earth as Jesus the man. From these words alone you can deduct that I knew that the truth would not remain pure for long amongst people and that I would be unable to prevent this if I didn't want to render people's will unfree. But time and again I made sure that the pure truth was conveyed to you knowing that only truth can make you blissfully happy and because I also know the state of those who enter the kingdom of the beyond with misguided spiritual knowledge. In order that you can be blissfully happy, you must be able to bestow the truth upon those who find themselves in spiritual darkness. Hence you must first possess the truth yourselves and completely free yourselves from wrong spiritual knowledge. For you will surely understand that conditions in the material world would not be so confused if people's heart were filled by the light of truth. And from the earthly state around you, you can draw your conclusion as to people's low spiritual level, the sole reason for which rests in heartlessness and its resulting total spiritual blindness. Anyone who wants to become enlightened will be illuminated, and the will of anyone who wants to remain in darkness shall be respected, yet his fate one day will be a very painful one. Amen.